My friend, listen to no Adventist who wants to only use the Bible. In your discussions with him and in his presentations to you, he does this because he's afraid of the spirit of prophecy. It contains far more detailed warnings against the deceptions of these last days than are to be found in the Bible. Knowing that, he has found it easier to twist the Bible. I'll say it again. Neither study with nor listen to any Adventist who comes to you with new theories who requires that only the Bible be used. Why do I say that? I say that because when we work with those out in the world, we use the Bible alone. That's understandable. But among ourselves, we have the amplified truth, and we're so thankful for it. Don't set aside part of the truth and hope that you can succeed. What that man is doing, he is asking that you set aside the spirit of prophecy and only use the Bible to get its interpretation. Well, that seems fair enough now, doesn't it? But his objective is very devious. What he actually wants you to do is to accept his interpretation of the Bible instead of the spirit of prophecy interpretation of the Bible. And that puts the whole thing in a different light, doesn't it? And that you dare not do. My friend, be inflexible on this point. Refuse to set aside the spirit of prophecy. Listen to no man who wants you to set aside even a small part of the spirit of prophecy. He may tell you that part of it was written by someone else, or that part of it is no longer valid today. Watch out for a man like that. Get out of there quick. He may tell you that part of it was plagiarized. Flee on the spot. That man has error to present. He is trying to downgrade the worth and importance of the spirit of prophecy so you will have less confidence in it. You'll have less defense against error. He may profess confidence in the spirit of prophecy, but at the same time, he's trying to destroy your confidence in it. Any man who honestly wants your best good will want you to use both the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. I'll say it again. Any man who wants your best good will not try to take away from you either the Bible or the spirit of prophecy. Any man who has bad motives will want to take the spirit of prophecy from you. Refuse to let any man do that. Refuse to let any man take any part of the spirit of prophecy from you. Quoting, "My soul is made very sad to see how quickly some who have had light and truth will accept the deceptions of Satan and be charmed with a spurious holiness when men turn away from the landmarks the Lord has established that we may understand our position as marked out in the prophecy. They are going, they know not whither. Spurious doctrines, spurious piety, spurious faith. Much that is fair in appearance abound all around us. Teachers will come clothed as angels of light, and if possible, they will deceive the very elect. The youth need to learn all they can of the truth, if they would not be deceived by the tissue of falsehood that Satan will invent." We're told that in Evangelism 3:63 and 3:64. Quote, "The one who attracts minds to himself leads them to separate from the true source of their strength. It is not God's purpose that any human being should yield his mind and will to the control of another, becoming a passive instrument in his hands. No one is to merge his individuality in that of another. He is not to look to any human being as the source of healing. His dependence must be in God. In the dignity of his God-given manhood, he is to be controlled by God himself, not by any human intelligence. God desires to bring men into direct relation with himself. In all his dealings with human beings, he recognizes the principle of personal responsibility. He seeks to encourage a sense of personal dependence and to impress the need of personal guidance. He desires to bring the human into association with the divine, that men may be transformed into the divine likeness. But Satan works to thwart this purpose. He seeks to encourage dependence upon men. When minds are turned away from God, the tempter can bring them under his rule. He can control humanity. Ministry of Healing, 242, 243. Oh, my friend, beware of men who quote a little bit of Bible or spirit of prophecy and then give a lot of theories in between the bits, in between the bites. It is very easy to quote a passage from the Bible or spirit of prophecy, then give an irrelevant large amount of application or begin talking about something really quite different. False teachers do this all the time. They keep their followers so mixed up they cannot think straight. Former followers of David Koresh said he did it continually. It was reported in the news magazines. Beware of men who run from one topic to another, continually switching, especially when confronted with an objection to one of their errors. Now, that's a basic one. Over and over, you'll see it happen. You'll object to the error, they'll jump to another point. Beware, beware. If a man can't honestly take it on and answer it and deal with it, there's something wrong here. This style of presentation is fascinating because it all appears so mysterious. The man is jumping here and he's jumping there. But somehow, you cannot figure out what he's talking about, so you assume it must all be very deep, and perhaps you're not smart enough, and you need to apply yourself more closely to what he has to say. My friend, you need to apply yourself to what the Bible and Spirit of Prophecy has to say. The truth of the matter is that the speaker is just rambling around, purposely causing confusion so he can mesmerize minds. A confused mind is easy to catch. A confused mind is easy to hypnotize. Beware of men who see metaphors in everything. They apply Old Jerusalem to this and the ram and the he-goat to that. Beware of men who spiritualize away truth, but applying one established truth to something far different. Beware of men who see symbols in everything literal and change that which is symbolic into something literal and apply the literal to something symbolic. Go to God's Word. Know for yourself what it says about these matters. And be not swayed by every wind of blowing doctrine. Beware of men who use big words and abstract concepts which only mystify the issues. A man who has truth to present will be able to say it in simple words. Watch out for these people with their big words. All truth comes from the Bible and the Spirit of Prophecy, and the words there are very simple. Beware of men who take great last day events of major Bible prophecies, which will not begin until the National Sunday Law crisis or afterward, and apply them to temporary events in the Middle East, Wall Street crises, Jewish conspiracies, or the like. Beware of men who take a brief, temporary international crisis and call it the fulfillment of the major prophecies of Daniel and Revelation. That was done with World War II. It was done with First World War and the Second World War. It was done with the Six-Day War of 1967. It has been done with the Iraqi War. All of those engagements are past and we're still here. And yet the men are coming up with new theories for the next year or two. It's always the next year or two. If you want to know what are the real crisis events of the future, you will find them explained in detail in the last half of the book, Great Controversy. Beware of men who think that every time prophecy must have many fulfillments. Some prophecies do have several fulfillments, but beware of these men who can always find all kinds of fulfillments for every little prophecy. Learn the fulfillments of the Bible time prophecies as explained in the Spirit of Prophecy. That's the answer. Stick with them and you will not err. Beware of men who set time. Beware of men who begin their talk with possibilities and end with certainties. That which is initially presented as a possible application is soon transformed into an absolute fact. And soon after that, you must accept it or you'll be lost. And these absolute, quote, absolute facts upon which still more theories and applications are piled, it just becomes a hodgepodge and your mind's confused and soon where are you? Beware of men who are always right and cannot be reasoned with. Did you catch that? Beware of men who are always right and cannot be reasoned with. Beware of men who become very excited and concerned when it appears you may influence their followers or those they are in the process of taking control of. That's a real danger sign. A true man of God wants to connect you with God, with the Holy Spirit, with the Bible and Spirit of Prophecy. He's not trying to take control of people for himself. He's not trying to get a following for himself. Beware of such people, whether they're church leaders or whether they're independents. They all can be dangerous. If they really were sincere, they would want all concerned to carefully study the matter for themselves in the Bible and Spirit of Prophecy, and not make any decisions until they were fully satisfied it was correct.